So, and then a couple years ago, actually, I was like really young. So, I was driving back home. Well, I actually wasn't driving, my mom was driving. And there were two cars, okay? My mom's car, which I was driving in, and then my grandma's parents' car, which my grandma's driving. So, we were going back home, and we had to stop to eat and use the restroom. Before we went inside the building, we got our gas, and then we actually went inside and did all of that. And we're gonna park somewhere to eat and just take like a nap for like 30 for an hour. So we were gonna park next to this car, but my girl said no. Because like she doesn't really, because like the car was all dented and things like that. So we parked in this area in like this section of it, which was like dead. No cars there. So, oh crap, sorry, I should look at my phone. Oh my god. So my grandma wasn't really hungry. She didn't really get anything from there. So we well, she slept, my mom and I were eating, then we saw this car drive up behind us, and he just stopped behind us, really. So we thought like he dropped something. Well, at least I thought he dropped something, and like he probably, I don't know what he dropped, like don't ask, like I don't know what he dropped, like I do not have x-ray vision, okay people, I do not, I cannot zoom, okay. So then we thought he was leaving. Well, no, he actually turned around and parked right behind us, and I assume what he dropped was his phone, because he had to take some pictures of my mom's car. So he did that, and then he decided to park right next to us. And guys, let me tell you, he was so close that my mom couldn't really touch his face, like literally. Luckily, we had tints so he couldn't really see us, but when I said tints, I meant like tinted windows. But I had my phone out and I was like, beep, boop, beep, boop. Like, ready to call 911. Like, hello? Like, no, sorry, why did I say hello? Like, hello? Hello. I think he's about to kill us or like kidnap us. Like, I don't know. Just get here right now. Like, seriously, I was ready to just like say that. Like, I was dead serious. Like, I was gonna say like, I'm like at this location. Like, I'm like, you guys gotta come here now. So that's how I was. So, my mom called, my grandma. And my mom was like, do you see this? Oh, well, let me also tell you. I almost had a panic attack, too. Yeah, I just wanted to put that in there. But, like I was saying, my mom said, do you see this? Like, we gotta get going. So, my mom started driving off. But he couldn't see that, like, the engine starting, like, things like that. Because that's my mom's type of car. I don't know what it's called. But, or something like that. But we took off. My grandma stayed to see what he got to do. Like, what the heck? What the heck? Grandma, you like your parents have a nicer car, like car than my mom's. Like, I don't know why they aren't going for you, but your windows are not tinted like ours, so you gotta go, okay? Like, just get out of there. But then my grandma finally left. She got in front of us and she took a right instead of a left. And the left was for us to go to jump onto a highway, and police were supposed to be on that highway too. So we were gonna go there and just tell them. Well, then we also followed my grandma, and she parked right next to Sheetz, the gas station building. And so we like parked next to her, like okay, fine, like went on the line. And how we knew that he was following us is because he also took a right, but he stopped for a second just to like, see, But then he kept going. So, very, very scary. And, oh, I forgot to leave out this in detail. I think it's important. Like, I think it's important. So, there was this, but while I was eating, this, like, this light was blinding. It was really annoying. So, they went into the trunk and got the blanket so then we can, like, cover it. And the guy was, like, looking his trunk, she said, but he wasn't really looking. He was just really trying to see what my mom was doing. So, that's how we also knew, like, he was really on to us. Like, he wanted something from us. Like, and he saw my mom, my grandma, me, walk into the store. Like, he saw us both. Like, he know that we're in the car. Like, don't pretend that you are blind. Like, don't, girl. Don't, mister. But yeah. That son's about to get killed. Or, I don't know what's gonna happen. Blast me. But yeah. Okay. Well, if you also want to go onto YouTube and subscribe to my cousin, because why not? It's Mel Mercer, if she is very dark, gothy. So if you like that type of thing, subscribe, because she's cool. No? Yeah, okay. But I think that the next podcast is going to be in fifth grade for when, like, I had to do this assignment, and it was like, I find it's funny, you know? My mom and I found it. It was, like, found it funny. So, I'm going to do that podcast next time, which is probably going to be tomorrow. But, see y'all tomorrow, I guess. Bye.